The Wasatch County Fire District has 17 employees and depends on 47 volunteers to provide first responder service to the county. Fire Chief Ernie Giles says the number of calls is so high he's worried about burning out his volunteers. They've jumped from 1,900 calls to 3,200 calls in 5 years.
We're looking, EMS and fire currently right now are different entities, and they're looking at putting EMS under the fire district. And we actually currently run EMS in Heber City from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 7 days a week. So if we do combine those, we're going to need to hire probably 6 to 8 full-time personnel to actually offset it, because we're just wearing our volunteers out. It's just, they can't leave their jobs 3 and 4 times a day and for 3-4 hours. And
their equipment is aging, and Giles says it's time to update.
I mean, we've done a great job of keeping them up and trying to, you know, do the best job we can for the taxpayers and stretch the dollars. But it's time now that it's so busy, we just have to update our equipment, and they're expensive. I've ordered a new ladder truck. It's an aerial, and has a pump on it. Time we get it equipped, it's going to be right around about $1.1 million for one engine. So it's they're expensive.
The proposed fire district tax increase doesn't go to a ballot initiative.
The district has taxing authority. Back when we went from a commission to a council, they voted to be the administrative board over the fire district. So the county council literally is the council over the fire district. They have to approve it. They're the legislative body, and so they have to approve, you know, any tax, whatever it's going to be.
There's also a loss of revenue due to the Jordanelle assessment coming to an end this year. It puts the fire district budget short by well over $500,000. Giles says personnel shortages and aging equipment are a problem for his district.
You know, a 92 model engine just isn't reliable. In fact, one of our new engines, we went on a call just the other day, and it wound up breaking down, and so we were down 2 engines. And you know, Park City's been gracious when we've needed them. They've been over there to help us, but there comes a point in time when you have to take care of yourself too. So
the proposed $1 million increase translates to about $8 a month on a home valued at $350,000. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.